All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. Another week of Mythbusters, myth number 23. It is with great trepidation that I get into today's topic, and that is the myth, the misconception that venting, even about somebody else, is automatically considered to be lashon hara. We'll see from the Chafetz Chaim that that is not automatically the case. It's with trepidation because it's the first time we're really broaching the subject of lashon hara. There is so much to be machmir about. I don't want to cut into the time of this, but it goes without saying that, you know, I don't want to give up the wrong message. The first lashon hara piece we're doing is Lakula. It's just maybe lesser known, and there's a reason also. There's a benefit to it also. It's not just like a free-for-all. So we'll share it, but look at this week's parsha, next week's parsha, Miriam speaking lashon hara, the Meragim speaking lashon hara, and all the negative fallout that came from that. Goes without saying, we all know the seriousness of lashon hara, but here is just one detail in the broader picture. Okay, so the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Yud, Seif Yadad, he's talking about speaking Lashon Hara L'Toeles, when there's a benefit, a greater benefit than that overrides the fact that I'm talking negatively about a person. Somebody asked me about a Shidduch, and there's something really, you know, let's just use an extreme example. He's an axe murderer. So people don't know about that. I know about that. So I should really tell the person asked me about the Shidduch that you should know this like one detail. Someone's asked me about a business partner. What do you, you know, your neighbor, he looks like, you know, he would be a great partner for business, but I know like he's really a thief. And he hasn't changed his ways and he still does it. So it's the toelis to tell this person, like, you should know about this before you're going to get hurt by this. So that's all the toelis, and that's allowed. Someone's a bully, basically, in Klal Yud, the Chafetz Chaim is discussing. He's just hurting me, emotionally, physically, not even physically, just like psychologically, he's bothering me. There's a toelis for me to tell other people about this to try to get them to stop. So there are definitely times where it's allowed to speak negatively about somebody else. So what is considered to be l'toelis? So there's an interesting aspect that the Chafetz Chaim shares here, and he says in the footnote, ve'efshar. It says ve'efshar. It's possible. Ve'efshar dehu adinim kavanasa b'sipur lahafeg es daigasa milibo have kemechavin l'toelis ala haba. That it's possible that if your whole goal in speaking negatively about this other person is just to relieve the stress, the anxiety that's currently built up in yourself, so that could also be considered to be litoelis. And he quotes a Gemara in Yuma, quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei, Daiga b'leiv adam yesichen alachem. If you have this stress, this anxiety in your heart, so speak it out with somebody else. And the Chafetz Chaim says that even includes if there's an element of lashon hara involved. Okay, so that's it. Basically, this is venting. This is saying, like, I just need to get this off my chest. I'm going to unload. I need to unload, otherwise I'm going to explode. Like, this is, the point is, I'm not trying to disparage another person. That's not my goal, but, like, I just need to tell you about this. I need to talk it out. And so he's saying, if that's really your kavana, you know, that has to be your kavana. Your kavana can't be to really disparage the other person, but if that is truly your kavana, and all of the other requirements of toilets are met, which is important, like, he goes through, even when we're talking about the shidduch and the business partner, which is for sure a toelis. This is a chiddush. And efshar, it's possible. But always, whenever, you have to make sure you're not exaggerating. You really know this to be true. You're not saying it out of like an anger and a hate towards that person. In a personal hana you're getting out of putting them down. But really just your kavanah is to help this, the one who's asking you whatever it is, or to solve a situation. There's no other way to rectify the situation. There might be a non-lashon hara method just to take care of it. Nope, there's nothing else. Like, all these things have to be met in order to come to the resolution. Okay, I need to speak this lashon hara l'toelis. So all that has to be met. So one of them is a kavana, that, like, you know, what's a purpose, what's the reason that you're saying this? To put them down? Or is it really just to help somebody? So all those have to be met, and certainly in this case, eventing, all those have to be met. This is basically the heter to have a therapist. Like, why is it mutter for somebody to go and talk negatively about other people in their lives to a therapist? What, just because it's the therapist parnasa? Like, not everything is mutter to do just for the sake of parnasa. It's not the be-all, end-all. No, the reason is that it's not lashon hara. That's not the goal. I'm not, like, just paying you $300, whatever it is, an hour to gossip about other people. This helps me. This is, you know, this is me getting stuff off my chest that need to be discussed and dissected to help me psychologically. That's not called lashon hara, or that's l'toelis enough that it's not an issue there. Quotes from the Sefer Chassidim, the Chalkas Binyamin footnotes. The Sefer Chassidim said, if you're the one that person approaches, it's mitzvah l'shmoy lev. It's a mitzvah to listen to them. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach has quoted that even though here the Chavetz Chaim says it's Efshar in this case of venting, that it's not, that's considered to be Litoelis. He says when it comes to husband and wife, Chayav, you have to listen to your spouse. Like that's part of being an ear for one another, being Meshuvah to one another. It's necessary to listen. Now, of course, again, as the Chavetz Chaim says like 18 times over, let me remind you about all the things you need to make sure before you speak Lashon Hara Litoelis. I even lost my train of thought here. What if it's possible that you don't need to say the person's name? Okay, let me vent, let me get this off my chest, and you don't know, or you know them, but I can be secretive. Then do that. Like, this should be the last resort. It should be the last resort. But there are times where it's really necessary for a person to get something off their chest, and we see there's a, you know, Efshar that would not be a violation of Lashon Hara. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said even more so when it's a husband and wife. They quote her at the end of the footnote of the Sefer Chassidim. You got to make sure, again, they keep repeating these things, that your kavana is really just to relieve your anxiety and not to get hanan, putting that other person down, and not even a mixture of the two. If those standards are met, so interestingly enough, maybe not so well known, again, to be used with caution, but something like venting could certainly be considered litoelis enough. Well, last thing I should throw in, that there shouldn't be any extraneous people around, right? Maybe I need to talk to one person about this. I don't need the other five people who are here. So that's it. There's a lot. There's a lot to make sure. There's a lot of hurdles to jump over. But if all is checked off, then it certainly might not be a problem of speaking Lashon Hara. And maybe this was a lesser known thing that we shared in this Mythbusters group.